Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 624. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid? What's up?
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, it is time for your sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry. Usually I am ready for this. Anyway, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing. Stocking your fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam or hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud. There you go. Let's talk a little NHL last night. It happened, man. The Lightning beating the Stars. 2-0 Tampa Bay. They win that.
Yeah, they won the Stanley Cup
final. That big-ass trophy. You see those guys hold up on the ice there, man. So congratulations to Tampa Bay there. I got a little news on it, actually. Tampa Bay Lightning champions of bubble hockey, they're calling. Braden Point scored his last playoff best 14th goal. And the Lightning beat the Dallas Stars 2-0, like I said, to win the Stanley Cup finals to finish off the NHL playoffs staged in quarantine during the pandemic. So years ahead, they'll look back and be like, oh, yeah, 2020, I remember that. I remember that year. That was a crazy year. It was the year of the pandemic. And so congratulations there, Tampa Bay.
I honestly, when I saw the thing this morning, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I knew, like, stuff was going on, but I didn't realize, like, it was the finals. So it kind of got pushed to the wayside there, like a lot of sports, you know. But anyway.
Little baseball news. Major League Baseball did it. The teams got through their shortened season, and the playoffs start today. There are 16 teams, and if everything continues to roll, there will be a World Series champion crowned in October. So today we have Houston going to be in Minnesota at 2:08. White Sox going to be in Oakland at 3:08. Toronto going to be in Tampa Bay at 5:07.
Where's Toretto going to be?
Toretto. Toretto going to be taking on Paul Walker at 3:05.
Yes.
And the Yankees going to be in Cleveland playing Cleveland at 7:08. So.
That's a pretty girl down there. I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Richard. What's your favorite?
Little rascal.
Is it Spanky? Let's talk about NFL, man. It happened last night. I don't know if you watched any of the game. Kansas City Chiefs beat the Baltimore Ravens 34-20. And honestly, I turned it off, what, midway through third quarter and before a reason? Because there's no way. There's no way the Ravens are going to come back with that game, dude.
Can we chalk this up to the Chiefs don't look as strong this year? Am I allowed to say that? They still look good. They still look good. But I feel like they're struggling a little bit more last year to get that ball rolling, in my opinion.
You didn't see him last night. That's the problem. That's why you got to bite your tongue.
I don't know, though. I feel like they have not been as consistent. I don't know.
Did you watch it last night? You didn't watch it last night.
Didn't watch, but still, I thought for sure they were going to spank they were going to spank the hell out of the Ravens. Unless the Ravens.
They did. It was 34-3 for a while, dude.
They beat them up pretty good. Okay.
I'm telling you, Brock, if you would have watched a game last night, you wouldn't have said
it's
that
just,
at all.
They start so slow. They started so I think we could all agree with that. It usually was, oh, wow, the Chiefs are down by a score and a half or whatever. And then, of course, they turn it on and end up beating everyone. But I don't know. I know we're only three games in, but I just wonder if that fire is still there from last season.
So the only problems they had last night were kicking, which is kind of weird because the kicker last week for Kansas City won them the game
clutch.
From 58 yards.
Yeah.
He missed two of them last night. Ooh. One was an extra point, and one was not a long field goal. It wasn't 58. Besides that, though, dude, I'm telling you, if they like marked up errors like they do in baseball, I don't think Kansas City, besides kicking last night, would have one. Not from what I watched. Dude, they didn't lose any yards. They were progressing every play. They could do anything they wanted to at any given point. Dude, you should have seen the shuffle pass from Mahomes last night.
Didn't they have someone
one like it before.
They had someone out last week. Didn't they have someone major out last week, too, I thought?
Maybe last week.
But, yeah, not this week, but the last game where they did struggle a little bit. So who knows?
I think they were all in this week. Dude, they did the shuffle pass last night, Brock. It was an underhanded shuffle pass.
Classic shuffle pass, man.
So, but it's one that you've never seen before. I've never seen it. He took it from shotgun, dude, and he boots out to the right side like he's going to boot hard and throw it to the corner of the end zone. As he's booting, he like swoops the ball underhand. Like as he kicks the shoulder around and then shuffle passes it to the tight end, leaking in. Dude, it was the coolest play I've ever seen, pretty much.
I'm pretty sure.
And it was so slick and so quick. I'm telling you, I know you were saying they're struggling a little bit, but after last night, I don't see anybody.
And maybe that was just, like I said, didn't watch the game, but the first couple games, I'm like, boy, it didn't have that same overall intensity. You know what I mean? Yeah. But again, you're looking at Super Bowl champs, and even their half intensity is better than most of the NFL's intensity. So, dude, especially with that team. So
he flicked one off of his back foot last night, like 40 yards, dude. End of the basket, like nothing.
Yeah, right.
Across the field too.
Rodgers did that twice against old boys there. So that's
I'm just saying, you know, be careful. I'm not busting on Rodgers.
I want Chiefs Packers Super Bowl. That's what I want. I want Chiefs Packers Super Bowl.
I don't think you do. I don't think
you
want to
play the Chiefs.
Yes, I do. I don't think you want to play the Chiefs.
Chris Harry just messaged me and said Lions wins. Lions aren't even in the conversation right now, Chris. They don't matter. All right?
I think I'm just saying all the NFL teams might just want to, like, chalk one up this year after that performance last night.
Now there's chinks in everyone's armor. I mean, we thought that when Nick Foles was going to take on the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and look what happened, you know? Yeah. Anything can happen. Like you always say, any given Sunday.
It's very true. Yep. You're very right on that. Yep. So
we'll see. Anything else?
That's it. That's all I got you, Ace.
We'll talk about the Kool-Aid Man and Ronald McDonald next sports. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That rocks.
And then I says to him.
I says to the guy, says to him.
Yeah, pal. Anyway.
You know, I says to him that this song is from a certain movie.
Oh, God, don't you dare. Don't you ruin my Tuesday. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:25. Brock Hunter, what's up?
Morning, what's up?
What's up? Yeah, Ace. Anyway, we'll take a look at your forecast here in a little bit. Let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light, so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after they score a touchdown. Right. Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud. All right, let's kick it off with the NHL last night. Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Stars 2-0. Tampa Bay wins the Stanley Cup, that big old cup that's on a trophy that's golden, I think. Is it golden or is it silver? I think it's silver.
Moron.
Anyway, Tampa Bay Lightning, the champions of the bubble hockey. That's what they're calling it. Braden Point scored his playoff best 14th goal. And the Lightning beat the Dallas Stars 2-0 to win the Stanley Cup and finish off the NHL playoffs staged in quarantine during the pandemic. So there you go, the one year that people are going to remember. Oh, yeah, 2020, that was an effed up year. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys won the Stanley Cup during that? All right, there you go.
Good job. Way to go. Good job.
Doesn't really count, but way to go.
Asterix.
So there you go. Congratulations, Tampa Bay Lightning there. Moving on, baseball. Let's talk about it, man. Baseball, Major League Baseball did it. They did. The teams got through their shortened season. The playoffs start today. There are 16 teams, and if everyone continues to roll, there will be a World Series champion crowned in October. So today, we got some games today. Hey, I got to find them. Houston, going to be in Minnesota at 2:08. White Sox, going to be in Oakland at 3:08. Toronto, going to be in Tampa Bay at 5:07. And the Yankees going to be over in Cleveland.
Yankees.
But you're a fan of the Yankees.
Yankees, yeah.
They're going to be playing at 7:08. So, hey, you know what? Sports is, I apologize. I'll be the first one to admit it, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. I said nothing was going to be happening. We aren't going to make it through no season. Ain't no way, ain't no how. But we're doing it. It's happening. And it's happening in the NFL.
I apologize, you rotten bastard.
I apologize, you rotten bastards.
Perfect.
And NFL last night, Chiefs beating the Ravens 34-20. Ravens probably scraped a few points there at the end because when I went to bed, that game was over.
Yeah.
That was beginning of third quarter, basically. And I know you didn't watch the game last night. I kind of agree with you if I wouldn't have watched the game last night.
Yeah.
Brock said earlier, he's like, I don't think the Chiefs are looking as good as they have been.
And not that they still don't look good. It's just, are they going to suffer from what we see a lot of teams do?
Mm-hmm.
That's that post-winning season drop where you it's almost like having a lead in a game where it's like, oh, we got the lead, we can ease up. Oh, we're Super Bowl champs, we can ease up. You know what I mean? You see a lot of teams do that. The Falcons, always a good example. You know, they had that one season, I don't know, what, 5-6 years ago, where they were just murdering everybody.
Smashing people. Man.
Lost the Super Bowl, and they have been just turds ever since.
Garbage.
It can happen. You almost relax a little bit because you're like, oh, we got this, dude. We're the best. We're Super Bowl champs. We don't need to try as hard. But according to you, though, last night there really was no slowing down on.
They were saying that last night before the game, they're like, all right, here's the true test. It's Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be the game of the blah.
Yeah.
Dude, not even close.
Yeah,
not even close. I would say I don't think they lost any yards last night.
Hmm.
Like every single play that they ran was positive. It was unbelievable, dude. Baltimore couldn't do anything. They tried everything. They threw everything at Patrick. He would just go the other way. And it's just like, it was amazing to watch, man. It's like, I don't know. Even on their bad days, Brock, that's a team that you got to keep an eye out on.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
I've seen a lot of great football played in my time, dude, but nowadays, it's almost to where, like, all right, everybody's playing good. Everybody's playing fantastically. It's more of a chess game now. It's more finesse. You just can't throw a bunch of big dudes in anymore and, like, just play hard-nosed football and squeak out a game. It's just not how it is anymore. It's all about the coaching and tactics. Every play counts for something. It really does nowadays because if you screw up, you ain't going to win. I'm just saying that.
It'll be Packers-Chiefs Super Bowl. I'm calling it right now.
Dude, if they do, and if they're both playing the way that they're playing, holy smokes.
That's going to be a Super Bowl, man. I'm calling it right now. That's my prediction.
What would it be, like 85-84 or something?
Like a college game. Rodgers and Mahomes both have like 600-some-odd yards apiece, just 8 touchdowns.
Like half the throws are no looks. Just putting on a show, dude.
Be great.
So there you go. Yeah, there's a lot. Hey, guys. Keep an eye on the NFL because it's happening. They're playing well this year. It's fun to watch. Every game is pretty damn good. So that's your sports this morning. How about it, huh?
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.